Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Welcome to your headquarters for home improvement and do-it-yourself projects. Around the House with Eric G. From your home's roof and siding to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep everything clean without causing damage. Then later in the show, we tackle the top things you can do to prevent that plumbing disaster. From the right way to clean out your pipes to stopping that annoying leak, Eric will have you fixing that plumbing problem in no time. All that and more right now on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio, Around the House with Eric G.
Happy Saturday. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vaughter.
We're going to have some fun today. We got some great topics coming up.
We've got some news to drop on you, too.
We do. We got a lot of fun things going on today. We want you to join in the conversation, though, because we got a lot of topics to hit today, including talking about my fun week ahead and some new stuff we got going on. But join us in the conversation at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Now, this is going to be a big social media week, and I'm going to tell you about it. Why? But follow us on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G., because that's where you're going to catch all of my shenanigans traveling this week.
I imagine you're going to have some live videos up there, like you had last week.
Yeah, but this week's going to be kind of crazy because I'm heading out of town, heading out to the East Coast, so I'll be watching the Super Bowl from Boston.
When in Rome. You're going to be cheering for the Patriots?
That's a stretch, being a Hawks kid. I mean, I grew up watching the Hawks. I mean, there's pictures on my personal Facebook page of me in third grade in 1978 wearing my Hawks jersey. Wow. So that's no bandwagon there, guys. So anyway, we're going to be doing that, and then going to spend some time with this old house on Monday.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that as well. And then lots of different things. Any of you listen to the podcast and you work in the lumberyard industry out in Boston, see me at the expo this week, which is the... This is going to be a lot of fun. So this, I'm going to be out there speaking to the, I'm their keynote speaker for the NRLA, which is the Northeastern Retail Lumber Association out there. So I'll be at their Lumber Building Materials Expo. That's going to be a lot of fun. So I've got technology stuff I'm talking about. We're going to talk about virtual reality and some of that stuff, which I will talk about next week's show as well. So we've got a lot to cover, and I have to... Who knows who's going to win the game tomorrow? But if the Patriots do win, you might catch me in a Seahawks jersey at the parade, live streaming. So you never know what might happen. So watch for that. I'm not a Patriots guy.
You better be careful out there.
I know. That video could go viral. Happy I got good health insurance.
There you go.
So anyway, that's what's going to happen this week. But we got a lot of stuff with that going on. This week, I had a great time on that expert show.
Yeah, with Anna Canzano.
Yeah, so, you know, John's on our sister station here, and Anna has been in television, and it was great working with her on that, and taking questions via video. So that was, it was cool to do, you know, sitting in my home office with the laptop with her, and just doing a video chat for her podcast. So that was different.
Her home improvement expert.
Yeah, it was fun. So check that out if you haven't. If you missed it, don't worry. It's on our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And then this last week, I had another more segment on wall anchors.
Okay.
So first off, I just want to say, do not hang that television off of hollow wall anchors. And if you want to know why, just go on YouTube and look at
your
fails.
Television's
going to
fall off the wall.
Yeah. You're going to have a much bigger... So actually, if you do that, make sure and watch my patching a drywall disaster video that I have up on Around the House online, because when the TV falls up and takes half the drywall with it...
You're going to have to fix that.
I'll show you how. So that leads to another video. So we'll have some fun with that. So, but anyway, long story short, we're going to have a good time. Let's make the announcement of that new phone line we're going to have coming up.
So we're working on having a phone line that would be available to everybody 24/7. So this goes out to all you podcast listeners as well. If you're listening to the show and you think, oh, I wish I was listening live and I could have asked that question.
You're going to be able to.
Don't worry. We'll have a number. We'll tell you the number once we get it set up. But we'll have one. It'll be like a voicemail type of thing where you can leave your name and your number and your question and we'll give you a call back.
We'll be good to go.
And we'll get you on the show.
Yeah, so we're going to try to mesh that world of podcasting and radio together for that, because so many of you maybe listen to the show, you're in and out of the car, but you want to call in, or maybe you can't remember what the question is. 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to be able to grab a phone and go for it. So that'll be the fun part with that. So
it won't matter what time, you're not going to wake us up with it.
Yeah, you're just going to call in, then we'll leave your name, city, phone number, what your question is. We'll call you back and put you on the show.
Yeah.
It'll be easy.
It's something fun that we're trying, something new here at Around the House.
So stay tuned for that one. But yeah, we've got a lot of things going on right now. And I want to kind of dive into our subject a little bit here, too, because we've got a big one here. Because so many people, I'm going to switch it up here. We're going to make a game day decision here. So hour one, we're going to talk about plumbing here.
Okay.
Because so many people end up calling a plumber for simple mistakes. I love my plumbing companies out there, but even those guys that are working for the plumbing company don't enjoy getting that Sunday afternoon on the holiday phone call.
Especially if it's just for a snake.
Yeah, just simple stuff. So let's dive into that a little bit here, because there are great ways to prevent plumbing problems in your home. One of them, I mean, just simple. It doesn't, you got to think about if you have an old home and a new home. So there's kind of two different rules here. For instance, if you've got a brand new home, you know that that plumbing is set up with plastic, probably, ABS, PVC pipe, depending on where you live. Things are sloped correctly. There were inspections. Everything's going out to the street. It's a super clean connection. All of that. Things are well designed out, or they should be. Now, if you've got that 1920s farmhouse that has maybe the clay or concrete tube pipes going out to the street, be careful.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When you sell the house, in many areas, they're going to scope that sewer line. And they're going to make you replace it. So those things are getting fixed these days. The biggest problem that you've got to work with that, and that's being knowledgeable about your situation.
Knowing what you have.
Yeah. Because I tell you what, I wouldn't be loading up the one horse garbage disposal and jamming everything down in it. The chance of you getting a plug going out to the streets, decent. I love garbage disposal, don't get me wrong, but they are what keep plumbing companies in business. They will plug up, they will cause more problems of that.
Wow.
Because you don't have to throw it away. It's great. Hey, I'm just going to send it down the sewer and everything goes out great. I think the problem we're going to have in the long term, and that's my biggest thing that I think we see here, is that as we get more efficient with water, the more solids we put down through garbage disposals, wet wipes, all of these things, and now we're cutting our water down, they still got to design that system to carry so many solids with little water
and push it out.
So we're going to see some problems with that. So we're going to talk about some of these things coming up here in this hour. So let's talk about that and a lot more. Number here in the studio, 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. We're going to hit all these questions and yours just as soon as Around the House returns.
This is Around the House with Eric G. Call with your home question now at 1-877-733-1011. Listening to a Northwest News and Information Weekend on FM News 101 KXL.
Welcome back to Around the House. House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
All right. We've got a lot of things going on today. But first, this segment's brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Was your house built prior to 1940? If so, chances are it's not bolted to your foundation. Find out if you're prepared for that earthquake. For a free estimate, call Western Construction Systems, CCB number 94222. I will say, I have been in homes in Portland that were built in the early 80s that were not tied down to their foundation.
Oh, wow.
They're just sitting on it. So be prepared out there. Just because it's 1940 doesn't mean that you're safe in 1950, 1960, 70, and 80. So be prepared on that one. Check it that one. Because you never know when that's going to happen. And that's not a fear thing.
Just a safety thing.
Just a safety thing. So be prepared for that one. So, man. All right. Let's get back into plumbing here. And Mike, one of our...
Yeah.
Great listeners.
He usually hits us up on Facebook just about every week. He was letting us know, you know, if you've ever been into a restaurant kitchen, which me, you know, I have some background working in that industry.
And oh, I do too.
It's can be gross. By the way, the main grease trap, you'd never want to throw that down the drain. You wouldn't want to do that at home either.
Here's the thing, guys. So if you take that bacon grease and drop it down the kitchen sink, it's nice and liquid. It's awesome. It's hot. It's doing its thing. That doesn't end up being hot very long. And now that just coats. Kind of like your arteries if you're eating fried chicken every day.
Congeals, yeah.
Congeals. So you're going to sit there and make that pipe just a little bit smaller. And then the next time, it's just a little bit smaller. Guess what? This is one of those great ways to make sure that you get that plumber out there fixing your stuff because you are going to plug that up. That's how this happens.
Well, all you're waiting for now is to send something else down that pipe, and it's just going to sit there and clog it.
Exactly. Hey, join us in the conversation in the studio here. We're talking plumbing or anything else you're working on between the fences. Could be inside. It could be outside. It could be anywhere within your house. 503-417-9595. We're not limiting to any subject on this stuff, so 503-417-9595. So that's one of those things with plumbing that a little bit of preventative goes a long ways. We were talking about, you know, if you had an old sewer system or a new sewer system, then there's septic tanks. You know, septic tanks, for all of you that have lived on city sewage system and have no idea what it is. So in a nutshell, there's lots of different kinds of septic tanks out there. But what happens is that ends up going out of your house into a big concrete, fiberglass, poly, whatever it is, tank, where the solids and liquids go in there, and then they create a drain field, which is pipes that go out into your yard that have holes in them. There's sand and gravel and things like that, and that ends up creating a leach field out there. So the liquids go out there, you put enzymes in there, and if everything's helping and working correctly, you can get a lot of life out of that because it will sit there and drop the solids in there. It'll get eaten up by the enzymes. The liquids will go out, and it'll go out into your leach field, and you'll get a number of years out of it that way. Now, the more solid you put in there, the more that the enzymes have a hard time eating that up. So what that means is if you've got, let's say, a garbage disposal, you're putting all those things into your septic tank, it's probably not going to eat that stuff up correctly. So you better be pumping it a lot. Well, that's expensive. So really, I don't recommend putting garbage disposals on septic tank systems. Now, there is a caveat to that because there have, and I don't know if it's currently available, but there was an Incinerator brand garbage disposal that injected enzymes into the food as it was grinding, and it would go down the line into your septic tank, and it would help keep that going.
So it actually inserts it at the sink level.
At the sink level, so it kicks a squirt of that liquid enzyme in there. So it goes down there and start breaking it down. And it was a pretty heavy-duty one, so in theory, that might work great. I haven't seen the science on it. I'm sure they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't put it out because they're a decent company. But really, it's not a smart thing when you're on a septic tank system to be putting that stuff down there. Same thing with grease. You know, all that stuff. You know, if you like to eat good old-fashioned greasy food, I don't care if it's American or whatever else you're throwing a lot of butter and grease in, bacon fat, whatever you're doing with that. I would be kind of cleaning, scraping stuff off really well before I put it in the dishwasher because you don't want to put too much into that septic tank system. If you're a really greasy food eater, just keep it out of there. City sewer, not as big a deal. It'll get broken up with soap. It'll break down. It'll get out there. But, you know, those things are expensive to replace. So you can still do it and get away with it. And you can go, hey, mine lasted 25, 30 years. Awesome. And you threw a bunch of stuff down there. But you just want to do as many preventative things to make that thing last as long as you can. So those are the things that you got to worry about, you know. And I've put in, you know, I've helped friends put systems in when I was, you know, when I was building a house out in the Tri-Cities there, you know, years ago and 25 plus years ago. So those are one of those things that that we've got to keep in mind when we're dealing with that. So we'll talk about some of these more of these plumbing issues when we get in to the next segment here. But one thing I want to say that you got to be careful with, and we'll hit this before we go out to break, wet wipes. Sorry, we're going to get gross for a second.
Those things are the new thing.
They're the new thing. They're awesome. They have some serious problems with plumbing systems. There are cities out there saying, please don't use them. Please don't use them. I mean, there's, if you want to see some nasty pictures, Google the cleanup they did with wet wipes in San Francisco, and there's some news stories on it that's disgusting.
Completely jams up the lines.
Yeah, it completely jams it up. So it's one of those things you got to be really careful with. I'll be honest, if I had an old house with an original drain system, probably wouldn't use it, just because you run a risk of plugging it up. Now, if you're a DIY person, you're going to clean it up, and you're able to go in and take care of it yourself, yeah, that's a risk you might take. But newer homes, a little bit better, but, you know, you might just ask your city, you know, go on their website, see what their take is on them. They do break down, but the problem is when they have pumps and things like that, they don't break down like paper. And that's where it gets to be a little bit of a problem. Now, if it's all in a newer system, yeah, they're designing them better for that. But most cities struggle with that. And I still would fight, you know, I'd still fight that. So that's one of those things that I'm really kind of worried about. Let me run out here real quick. We're going to have a quick one out here. I want to help at least get the question in with Jeff in St. Helens. Welcome to Around the House.
Hello there. How are you?
Good, man. What can I help you with today?
Hey, well, I just got a mid-level regular dishwasher in my house.
Okay.
And as I was cleaning the screens in the bottom, you know, for filtering the food that comes off the plates you're talking about.
Yep.
Every couple of weeks, I wipe the rubber gasket that's between the door and the inside of the dishwasher on the bottom.
Yep.
And I get really big wads of black gelatinous mold-like stuff. And what... It's really, is there anything you can do to prevent that?
Well, one thing, we're going to have to go out to break here real quick, but one thing I would do is use some of the dishwasher cleaners. If you go to your grocery stores and home improvement centers, you'll see you can run a cycle through that'll get a lot of that stuff out on the inside. But I would try to keep that door cracked open when not in use, and that way you get that you get some air in there. So just keep it cracked open a little bit.
That's a good idea.
That'll keep that from happening and get some airflow. And that way it just dries out. You have no moisture to run the mold with.
Well, that's just stuff doesn't look healthy. That's all I know. And so, people need to check on that once in a while, I guess.
You got it. Thanks, Jeff, for calling in. All right, when we come back, that opens up a line at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns.
This is a Northwest News and Information Weekend on FM News 101 KXL.
This is where each Saturday we talk home improvement. Doesn't matter if it's between the fences, inside, outside, whatever we're doing, this show's for you. That way we can talk about and get your home problems fixed for you. If you got a question on that kind of stuff, that's why we got a phone number for you to call in. 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. And tune into our Facebook page. You also get me on Instagram and Twitter and all those other places. Just look for Around the House with Eric G. You'll find it there. But on Facebook, I'm going to be doing a ton of live stuff this week. I have no idea what we're going to be doing. It could. There's a lot of things up in the air right now, but I know I'm going to be at the this big, huge lumberyard convention up in the Northeast. So this is the pretty big show for them out there. So there's a lot of people out there. You might see me watching a seminar. You might see me giving a keynote speech this week. So stay tuned for live Facebook. There's going to be a lot of stuff on that. That's on Around the House with Eric G. I'm going to be talking technology and all the different things you see in lumberyards, building centers, all that stuff. We're going to be diving into that. Hey, I just want to mention this segment on Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for 50 years. Find a design center near you at adarehomes.com. And they got that little tiny CCB number, which is 593.
That's because they've been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. 50 years. So, you know, it's so make sure you stay tuned to Facebook because this show is going to continue all week long on that. And there's a lot of variables. We were talking about it earlier in the show. You know, if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, go Rams. That, and I don't like to say that, but I'm a Seahawk guy, but I just got to pick a team.
I'm kind of there with you. I'm cheering against a team. I'm not cheering for a team.
So I'm going to be in Boston cheering against the home team, which that's its own problem. But long story short with that, you know, I'm going to have, if there's a parade, I might be putting something in it, you know, be sitting there putting that up. You know, it's, who knows what's going to happen this week. It's going to be kind of fly by the seat of the pants, but there's going to be a lot of stuff up. Could be hilarity ensuing.
I was going to say, wearing blue and green in the sea of the Patriots fans, that'd be fun to see.
Go Hawks. So, we're going to have some fun there. So, we've been talking plumbing. And if you've got a plumbing question, give us a call, 503-417-9595, or any other question out there.
Also, if you're a little shy, don't be afraid to get over onto the Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. Send us a message there. Mike, who actually gave us a little tip earlier, he just let us know, as somebody who used to be a hardware person.
Yep.
Good idea. If you don't know what a part is that you need to get replaced or that you see is broken, take a picture.
Bring it
in. Show the hardware.
I do that all the time. I take pictures of stuff. If I'm trying to match something up, if I'm looking for a piece, I'll take a bunch of pictures of it, take it with me just in case.
Always saves an extra trip.
Who likes making those trips? And we all do them. You just take that second, and then the third, and the fourth, and the fifth trip get even worse. So
until you learn your lesson.
It still happens from time to time. Even the experts like me, it happens that way. So I want to talk about basement toilets for a minute. Here's the thing with toilets. You get exactly what you pay for. And I'm going to tell you a situation that everybody has probably had happen once in their life. And it's a horrifying situation. You're at a party. Maybe it's a holidays. Maybe it's your family house, friend's house, whatever. I was talking to my buddy Ty about this morning, and we were laughing about this. And he's a contractor over in the Tri-Cities and in Seattle. But we were having this conversation about this, and he's like, you know, every time, this has happened everybody at least once. You walk into a party, or everything's good. You go into the powder room right off the floor from everybody else. You go use the bathroom. You're using as little toilet paper as possible. You don't want to plug anything up. You hit the flush, and it gives you the slow, slow swirl as the bowl rises.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's had this happen once, and you're going, oh, man, I am going to embarrass myself in front of everybody and have to walk out, because there's probably somebody standing right outside the door anyway.
Waiting to come in.
And
you get to track down a plunger at a friend's or family member's party.
Yeah, right in the middle of the party when everything's going on good. And nobody wants that. So.
And you're on a ticking clock.
And why is it always it's the bathroom with the hardwood floors?
Yeah, always.
Always. It's just that. So here's the thing. When you buy a toilet, you get what you pay for. You do. If you buy a $100 toilet, better go buy the plunger with it. You're going to have problems. Promise you. There's just not great ones out there. Compared to, a good toilet's $400 to $600. It is.
That's not really that much more for quality.
No, and if you're putting in rentals out there, don't go buy the cheap one unless you like going to fix it or calling a plumber. Put in the good toilet. That's the key. It's one of the biggest pieces of advice that I give people out there that are putting rentals in. So get a good toilet. Well, now you're seeing, you know, it was 3.5 gallon flushes all the way up into the 80s and 90s. In the 90s, they said, it's got to be 1.6 gallons. They were horrible for about 7 to 10 years because the laws were exceeding the scientific knowledge of building a toilet to work cost effectively. So they ended up having problems with it. Then they put in the pressure assisted toilets where they have the pressure tank in the back. And that literally creates a problem because now they had a bunch of recalls. So if you've got one of those tank style where it's got a, you open up the top of the lid and you see that metal tank or plastic tank in there, double check, make sure that's not on a recall list. There's a ton of those tanks that have been failing. And the problem with those are, is when they fail, they explode. And when they explode, they shoot pieces of porcelain around, which are like little pieces of knives, like broken tile. That can be a problem. So take a look. Probably every 6 months to a year, there's a new recall on those things. Because they were trying to get around, and it sounds like a commercial toilet when they flush. It's that big, huge whoosh, like, you know, you go into a restaurant, it's got that commercial the little quick valve, flush, the quick flush, boom, and it's like that. So that's one of those things you want to watch out for. But here's where I'm going with this. Now you can get a 1 gallon flush toilet that works really well. They work great. You can even get some stuff that's under 1 gallon flush. Here's the problem. If you've got that 1920s home that had a basement bathroom in it, they didn't really meet building codes back then when they put that plumbing line that's probably under the concrete of the basement floor. Might be really flat. You might need a lot more water.
Ooh.
To push that through without causing a problem. So I have seen plenty of problems with people putting in really good toilets, and it's not a toilet problem, it's a plumbing system problem. So when you put that in there, I would be honest, if I have that kind of situation, and if it's being remodeled and you got new lines down in there, who cares? It's just like any other thing. But if you've got that where you don't really have the slope and it could be a problem, don't go putting in that super low flow toilet, because if you do, might bite you on that one. And that's just one of those things that I would tend to put a little more water on that. I think you're going to be okay. So that's one of those little tips that going super efficient might cause a few more problems with you. So just something to consider. You know, low flow toilets are great, but if you're in one of those old homes with a sketchy plumbing system, you might need that little bit extra water to get it down line.
More power.
Got to have some more power. It's just got to carry it. And let's be honest. That's just how this stuff goes. You know, that's exactly how this stuff goes. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about outdoor faucets and freezing because I want to dive into that. Give us a call at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns.
The House with Eric G is on the way. So get your questions ready and call in now. 1-877-733-1011 on KXL. Now back to a Northwest News and Information Weekend on FM News 101 KXL.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
All right. Give us a call, 503-417-9595, 503-417-9595, as we wrap up Hour 1 and dive into Hour 2. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you check on to Hour 2, which will be just coming up after this one. So make sure you like us on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G, and also same thing for Twitter, Instagram, all those things. That social media stuff, it's everywhere. And if you missed the show so far and you're just tuning in, thanks for joining us. You can catch us anywhere you listen to podcasts out there. And if you've never listened to a podcast before, welcome to the show. Check on the Facebook page because you'll see the link right there as well.
That or aroundthehouseonline.com.
You got it. That's got things like my Mortgage to Oregon videos on it. And that'll be the first place we start teasing some of these new things that are going to be coming up to the show here. We've got some exciting things ahead, so stay tuned. this show's just going to keep getting a little bit bigger and bigger, one notch of the ladder at a time.
We're evolving.
We are. So, all right, I wanted to talk, kind of wrap up some thoughts on plumbing here, and it's kind of timely. I saw some horrific ice pictures this week of homes that had damage from freezing. So I saw one where a pipe had broken and there was an ice castle in the living room because obviously the heat had been turned off and it broke and flooded and froze. It looked like one of the ice hotels.
Wow.
And then I saw a toilet.
I saw that toilet too.
Yep. And it was, the tank had frozen, busted all of the porcelain out. The lines were still frozen, but it looked like one big ice cube with all the plumbing pieces inside of it. So that's hard to prevent when you lose heat and things like that. And that's a whole other subject of the show to dive into. However, faucets, and this helps for all of us people here in the Northwest or anywhere else out there, you can have a great frost-free bib where when you turn the handle on the outside of the faucet, there's maybe it's 6, 9, 12 inches inside the wall is where actually the water comes into. Those work great because it's back in the insulated space. It's warm. You're not going to freeze up like the old little faucets that were right out there on the outside of the house. But you know how you defeat those so they freeze up? You leave your hose attached to them. So if that hose is attached, even if the water's off, you can have residual water in there that's not draining out because it's in the line a little bit or it's pushing some back up in there. Guess what? Now you've defeated that and you bust it. Now here's the worst part. You might not find that for a while.
So what's going to happen in the meantime?
Because what happens is if it freezes inside that pipe, water's not running. You think you're great. Then the first time you go to turn the hose on in the springtime, go to use it. Now it's filling up your wall, your crawl space, or wherever else. You have no idea where it's coming from. Because that little split in the line is now going someplace inside the building cavity. If you got a basement, it's filling the basement up. So those are things that you got to be really careful with. In Portland here this week, to date the show, we're going to have a little bit of freezing stuff.
Supposedly.
You know, it's Snowmageddon, which means, and all of you people everywhere else in the world can laugh at us, that means we're going to get about a quarter inch of snow.
Yeah. The white stuff is going to hit the ground.
Yeah. And it will stop everybody.
People will go crazy.
Yeah. Breaking news. Anyway, so this is what will happen. And it's just one of those things, since we're going to get down to the 20s, we have literally had no winter this year in our area here. We've had wind, we've had rain, we've had some of the normal stuff, but we have just had little pockets of cold, but nothing serious.
Which is kind of crazy when you look across the country. They're having a bad winter in a lot of other places.
Yeah, and we're golden. Until this week, it's going to kind of come back and tease us maybe a little bit. We'll see what happens. But anyway, I mean, I was out doing stuff a couple weeks ago. I was pressure washing my driveway. I was out in a t-shirt. You know,
50 degrees
in January because it was 55 degrees outside. You know, came across this last week from a meeting. 61 degrees in the car as I'm driving across the Columbia River. I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. A little warm. So for January. Anyway, point being, take a minute, go around. We've gotten here on the West Coast a little bit lulled into certain places, lulled into forgetting about our winter habits. Just think about that a little bit. Make sure you're dialed in. And for the rest of you guys out there, good time to walk around the house and take a look. Because if you've got other issues outside, make sure that you've got these things dialed in. I always want to see people walking around that house and doing their inspections. Make sure that tree branches haven't fallen down. Make sure that if you see caulking coming out around a window, good time to do that winter weatherization walk around and make sure that everything's looking good. If you're down in California or warm weather, don't worry about it. Do the same thing. Look around. At least you're probably warm enough. You might be able to fix it.
Well, that and you're going to do it now. And guess what? When it gets hot,
you won't be doing it then.
Then you're going to keep that cool air in if you got that air conditioning.
And if you got if you're doing any of those little home maintenance things around the outside, like painting and things like that, read the paint you're going to put on. Most paints don't like temperatures that get under 50 degrees. So that's when you can start running into problems. So be careful with that. All right, that wraps up hour one. Thanks for joining us. When we get back, we'll dive into hour number two of Around the House. Stay tuned. We got some good stuff coming. I don't forget the day.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.